Dr. Golden.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everybody that's listening in or that will be listening in later. We give God praise. We magnify him for allowing us to be together another Sunday morning.
Amen.
Prayer. Amen. We want to start out by, I want to start out by thanking so many people that helped pull all this together, because you couldn't possibly think it was just one person doing this. Amen. We want to thank our pastors, Drea and Nicole. Amen. Without them, those foundation. And we thank God for them for being a major support of this ministry. If it was just me and Pastor Sandy, we'd be out in the park somewhere. Amen. Doing something. Amen. But thank God for Abigail, how she supports the media. I could do it without her, but it's a lot better with her.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we're not getting any younger. Amen. So Lord, send us some young help. Amen. So we thank God, and for Mother Sharon that are working behind the scenes, Pastor Miera, who is incredible with these prayers. Oh my goodness, she is just on it, and I can't thank her enough for being so faithful to God. Amen. It blesses the entire body. Thank you. And for Janelle, she hasn't been in the building for a while, but she is very much a member of this house.
Yes.
And she works, and she is extremely reliable. And we thank God for her. And Tahira, who takes care of distribution.
Yes.
You know, if you need anything, Talits, Bibles, notes, oil, handouts, anything, Tahira will send it to you. I want to make sure we get that email address and her phone number out to you so that she can. I want to take time to thank the people that helped. Who am I missing? Mother Brenda. Oh my God. People love Mother Brenda, because that woman will call you and pray with you one-on-one. She is not afraid of you. She will pray with you. Me, I avoid the phone like a plague, and she just gravitates to it, you know.
Yes.
And I'm just thankful. Yes. She is extremely faithful.
Yes.
Extremely faithful with praying for anybody. And you can't help but, if you got any Christ in you at all, you can't help but love her when she finished with you.
Amen.
And you ain't got to have a whole lot of Christ, but if you got a teacup full of Christ, you're going to fall in love with her.
Amen.
So, amen. And of course, we can't forget Pastor Sandy.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord gave him the vision and spoke to him to get this party started. And it wasn't a lot of people that believed in him, you know, when it started, you know, but they agreed with him, and that's what mattered.
Amen.
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 And the Bible says, when two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, he would be in the midst. And I'm trying to tell you, the Lord is in the midst.
Amen.
Amen. And we are thankful. And that's just, did I miss anybody behind the scenes here?
Because
I don't want to miss anybody.
We can go Marcus and Salt.
Salt.
Oh, my God.
Salt.
Brother Marcus, he's the handy dandy man up in here. He keeps it from collapsing on the inside. So with that falling through the floor, you know,
yes.
he keeps things rolling, because that's not my gift.
Yes.
Amen.
My gift is to pay somebody to do it. His
Amen.
Gift is to actually do it.
Amen.
We want to thank God for Salt, which is our men's prayer team.
Yes.
They are working. They are working. I think the leaders of Saul, Brother Minister Reverend Brother Ryan, and Reverend Dr. Greg and
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Yes.
Amen. They are working it. They are out ministering.
Hallelujah.
They're out passing out food and water, and they're on skid row. I got pictures that I want to send
nice.
You.
Nice. Okay.
They're just working it.
Amen.
I want to thank God for Jasmine, who wants to work with Abigail on the
newsletter.
What do you call it? Newsletter.
Yes.
We didn't have to hunt her down. She came to us.
Amen.
You talk, and from what I understand, her and Tahira agreed on that together.
Yes.
And Jasmine called me.
Amen.
And I contacted Abigail, and we're trying to work it out. Amen. So I'm just grateful that the people that are in this house are here because they want to be.
Yes.
You do not want to forget Sister Julie and Brother Rashad.
Rashawn.
Rashawn, amen. Listen, I don't know if you tune in on Wednesday nights before we get started, but the last three or four, brother been hooking up the praise.
Amen.
I asked him, I said, where did you go for lessons to play the piano? He said, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, where'd you go to get your singing? The Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm like, well, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Man, the school in the world can teach you.
Amen.
Julie is just on fire for God.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. That's just the people that are in the brick and mortar and that are behind the scenes. But there are so many people around the world that are blessing and working with us. Why? How come you're not praying? Shut up. I ain't talking to you. It's important. The Bible says, honor to whom honor is due.
Yes.
And tribute to whom tribute is due.
Yes.
Everybody want to feel appreciated once or twice.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody wants to be thanked.
Amen.
Everybody wants to be acknowledged. Whether they say it or not, it's still nice to do.
Amen.
Amen. And so I thank all the people that are blessing this house, whether it is your awesome prayers, whether it is the cards, the letters, whether it is you, whenever you're in the neighborhood, you stop by, whether it is your finest, whatever you do to bless the ministry, whether you're telling other people about it, whether you're just logging in to chalk up the numbers, whatever you do, whatever your part is, wherever you are, thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We want to pray for Hawaii.
Yes.
And for Texas.
Yes.
They're in the midst. We heard from Octavia from Texas, and they're still standing, but it's still raining. I just heard from Sean and Dominique in Hawaii, where it went from a Cat 4 now to a Cat 1.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's a tremendous blessing. That's a great blessing for the Category 4. Something ain't standing.
Amen.
Amen. And so ever since because I don't watch the news anymore.
Right.
And so I'm kind of out of the loop. My wife, she kind of keeps eyes on the ground. And she told me about it. I've been praying ever since. Dominique told us about it. And I told the Lord, I said, either divert it, split it, calm it down, do something.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we prayed over that land. That's holy ground.
Amen.
We prayed over that land. And that's what we have. And we have members in Hawaii.
Yes.
Not just Sean and Dominique, but we have other members in Hawaii that we're praying for and their families. We have members in Texas that we are asking the Lord to protect and watch over and guard. Listen, anybody that's going through something like this, if you're in this storm, Hurricane Eye, if you're part of this, contact us either through chat, through email, through something, and let us know how you're doing so that we can call your name out to God. Because we want to know that you're okay. And if you're not okay, we want to know so we can lift you up. You are family. We want to know how our family's doing.
Amen.
Amen. And so help us. Contact us. Let us know how you're doing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you for all of your many gifts that you have given this ministry, that you have brought into this house, this global body. We thank you. Father, those people that are in Hawaii, our loved ones, our families, our members, those loved ones in Texas, our loved ones, our family members, those that are in other places that are dealing with similar situations. Father, you are the great healer and deliverer. If you don't stop the flood, if you don't stop the hurricane, you can protect our family. You can build a shield around them so that they are protected. You can protect them, Father. You said ask. We are asking. Protect our families wherever they are. Whatever they're doing, whoever they're with, protect our loved ones, protect our families, give them comfort, give them peace, give them security. And whatever is necessary after this is over, provide whatever is necessary for them to pick up and to be where they need to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, it's not just now, but it's after this is over that we still need your blessings. They still need your grace, your favor, your mercy, even for their neighbors and for their families. We're praying protection and covering in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen and amen. Who you got, Pastor Nicole?
This one just came in. It's Frankie. He's 70 years old.
Seven or 70?
70.
70.
In a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
Struggling with depression. And this morning he tried to commit suicide by tying a cord.
Oh, my God. Frankie. Baby, I'm going to stand up, okay?
Yes.
Frankie. First of all, thank you. Oh, baby, it's...
That was not Frankie that sent it in. It was a loved one.
It was a loved one that sent it in. Okay. Dear loved one, on behalf of Frankie.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Continue to pray for Frankie as we are about to pray. The enemy has made it so hard on those that are limited to what they can do. He has made it so hard for those that are struggling to deal with the changes and the media and the things that go on day by day. But I'm here to tell you that God is greater than anything that the enemy can do.
Yes.
God can heal and deliver. We're praying for Frankie right now.
Amen.
Father, you are able to end. Father, he's probably tired.
Yes.
He's probably tired of dealing with what he has to deal with. He's probably tired of having to fight the battle, probably feeling alone and by themselves.
Yes.
Father, you are able to send your angels into that place,
yes,
and to protect Frankie and to deliver them,
yes,
from the depression.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Deliver him, Lord, from the depression,
yes,
from the attack on his mind.
Yes.
Misericordia. Father, the enemy using nursing homes as a test ground.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
The enemy using the nursing home as an example of what their plan is. God, you can protect those in the nursing home. Even if they're not believers at the time, you can still protect them and cover them.
Yes.
You can still minister to their mind. You can still minister to their body. You can still minister to their condition. You can still protect them in the name of Jesus. God. Don't let them fall victim to the plan of the enemy. Don't let them fall victim to the plan of the enemy. Lord Jesus, deliver Frankie. Deliver Frankie. Give the family peace. Give the family back their joy. Father, whatever is necessary, you are able to fix it in the name of
Jesus.
Don't let the enemy use our family members as pawns for their evil plan.
Yes.
Heal our loved ones. Heal the mind. And not just Frankie, but other people that are dealing with the same type of depression, that same spirit that they're dealing with, still fighting depression, still fighting suicide, still fighting. Father, you are able to heal and deliver. Deliver them more.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Help them to understand that they're not alone.
Yes.
And it is not just them. And that there are others that are also fighting. And that if they continue to allow the Lord to fight their battle, they are more than victorious. They are more than overcomers. They can be healed and delivered. There's not much time left, Lord. Because we know we're not even in the last hour. We're in the last moments.
Yes, Lord.
Don't let their last moments be like that.
Yes.
Don't let their last moments be like that. Lord, send your power.
Yes.
Send your joy.
Thank you.
Send your grace.
Yes.
Your favors and your mercies.
Yes.
We rebuke,
yes,
depression over everyone that's dealing with depression.
In the name of Jesus.
We rebuke suicide.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyone that's dealing with suicide.
Hallelujah.
We rebuke it. We rebuke the illness in the mind. Anybody that's dealing with mental illness, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world.
Yes.
The power is with those that believe. The power is with those that stand with God. The power is with those that will fight the good fight. The power is with those that say, for God I live and for God I die. Give them what they need to be what you have called them to be. You may not deliver them out of the fiery furnace. You may desire to step into the furnace with them. Either way, Lord, they're delivered. Either way, they're not by themselves. Either way, you stepped in. Whether you pull them out or you step in with them.
Amen.
Be with them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, Asia. Keep watching.
Pastor, you know, while you were praying, when they said just the isolation, you said alone.
Yes.
Because the COVID, they're not allowing people to come in.
Right.
And so they're really feeling isolated.
Right. I forgot. And that's the enemy's plan.
Yes.
Because the enemy plan is to divide and conquer.
Yes.
If I can keep the prayer warriors from going in and laying hands on them. If I can keep the church from going in and praying with them, maybe I got a chance to destroy them while they're isolated. But I rebuke that. And the plan and the demons that are backing that plan, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That is not of God. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. The Bible, God wants us to gather together as one. And pray, because let me tell you, there is strength in numbers.
Yes.
There is, and the enemy knows that.
Yes.
The enemy is not dumb. Yes. The enemy understands spiritual matters. The enemy knows that there is strength. When you gather together in the name of the Lord, there is power in that gathering.
Yes.
Not that you don't have power on your own, but when there are two or three gathered together in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing, the enemy has to flee.
Yes.
Because there is power.
Yes.
When we get together, it's power.
Yes.
That's why he said, you can go to church, but you can't sing.
Yes.
Because there's power in praise.
Yes.
When I lift up the name of Jesus, there's power in praise.
Yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 There's power in praise. There's power in fellowship.
Yes.
There's power when we come together as one. There's power when we gather together. And if he can separate us, if he can try to diminish the power, he feels he has a better chance at the weaker ones, at the ones that have just come in, at the ones that don't know how to deal with what we've been dealing with for years. They don't know.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They attack the wounded and the weak and the elderly.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, there's power in your praise. There's power in your worship. I don't care what you're dealing with or what you're going through. It cannot stop your worship. There's power in your worship. There's power in your praise. There's power when you come together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let the enemy steal your joy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Right.
And if you have no joy, you have no strength.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't let the enemy steal your joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Robert is seeking God's will for his life.
Who?
Robert.
Robert. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, Robert. You couldn't ask for anything better. You couldn't ask for anything greater than the will of God to be done in your life. The will of God being done in your life is the most important thing that can ever happen to your life.
Yeah.
Because without the will of God operating in your life, you are absolutely guaranteed to fail. Mm. You must allow the will of God to take control of your life. There can't be two kings on one throne.
Jesus.
Amen.
There can only be one king on the throne.
Amen.
And you should not be it.
Amen.
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 God should be the king. So if you want God to capture your life, to put it in a solid foundation and to guide you through the path of righteousness that he has laid before you, that is the awesome, awesome gift. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those of you that are looking for the Lord to guard, to guide their lives and their footsteps, to transform your mind.
Thank you, Lord.
To change the way you think, to change the way you walk, to change at what excites you, to change at what you watch. If you want God to come in and just to overhaul you, amen, there's nothing better. It's not easy being changed. Nobody really wants change.
Nobody really wants, at least not a change that they can't control. Amen. If they accept change, a lot of people want to be able to control the severity of the change and the type of change and when I'm changing and how I'm changing and what I'm going to look like when I'm changed. But when you ask God to change you, you have absolutely no voice in what happens. Mm. You have to let God be God. Because yes. He's not going to let you co-change you. Yes. It's either He going to do it or you're going to stay. So when you ask God, Lord, I've done all I can. I don't know what else to do. Everything I do is just a mess. It's just tore up from the floor. I can't make it. Every time I think I'm 2 feet ahead, I'm 6 feet back. Every time I'm climbing up, I'm falling down. I don't know what else to do, Lord. I need you to take care of it. And the Lord is saying, well, it's about time. I've been waiting on you ever since. What took you so long? Come here. And the Lord says, now, I can do this, but I need you to be still. Let me do what I do. And when you let God do what He does, when you give God the freedom to be God, this is the same God that flung the stars up in the sky and they're still there. It's the same God that told the water and the land to separate and don't come up here and don't you go down there. It's the same one that told the birds to fly and they're still flying. This is the same God that told grass to be green and it's still green. Everything God said, told everything to do is still doing it except us.
That's right.
It's the same God that told the son, you stay right where I put you. You do what I tell you to do, and y'all stay just like that. He made a distance between the sun and the earth perfectly. So the sun couldn't burn it, and it wasn't so far back till we wouldn't freeze to death. Everything is just perfect, and everything is doing what it's supposed to do except man. So when a man comes to God and say, Lord, I don't want to be like this anymore, change me. God says, I've been waiting for you. He said, I've been waiting for you. Welcome home. Jesus. Father God, what's the son that Robert? In the name of Jesus. For every Robert out there, male or female, for every person that says, Lord, change me.
Yes.
God! For every person that falls on their knees and says, Lord, it's time. Change me. I pray healing over their mind. I pray deliverance over their atmosphere. I pray healing over their brokenness.
Yes.
I pray deliverance over their situation. I pray, Lord, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing so much so they won't have room enough to receive what you have poured out into them.
Yes.
Help them understand that you are the only true and living God.
Yes.
And you are the only one that can change them into righteousness, that can pull them inside of you where the righteousness is and cause them to be holy like you are holy.
Yes.
Forgiving all sin and unrighteousness, removing everything out of their way so that they can follow you. We praise you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shay is looking for a financial miracle and healing of her teeth and bones.
Amen. Shay, I'm a witness to all three of those. And I'm a testimony of all three of those.
Yes.
God is the only healer.
Yes.
He is the only deliverer. God, do you know that if God gives you favor over money, you're better off? I don't know how that is. I'm gonna tell you. Just hold on. Just settle down. Because Howard Hughes had all kind of money. He died in the wilderness, nails out to here, nails like claws, and half crazy in a cabin by himself. And he had all kind of money. You don't need the money as much as you need the favor. Because, and the reason I say that is because you can have money and don't have anywhere to spend it. You can have money and not be able to spend it. You can have money and you are so far away from God until the money helps encourage you to die in your sins and go to hell. You understand? Money is important because that's what we use to do what we do. Amen, because the Bible tells us to make friends with it Some people ain't got sense to make friends with it. They're too busy getting rid of it. God can fix it for you. Whatever you're dealing with.
Jesus, hallelujah.
God can tell somebody, God can use somebody else's money instead of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. Okay?
Amen.
God can tell somebody to take the money out of their pocket and pay your bill.
Mm-hmm.
He can tell somebody to take the money out of their pocket and go buy you groceries.
Mm-hmm.
He can tell the car dealership to send you a car.
Mm-hmm.
You got 6 months for the first payment. God can do anything.
That's right. He can do absolutely anything.
We just keep putting limits mm-hmm. on what God can do. Because if God don't give me money, I can't make it. Ah, wait a minute. Lord, either give me the money or give me the favor. Just give me. Give me whatever I need. Give me whatever is necessary. You fix it. You know what I do when I get in situations like that? I say, Lord, you fix it.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
Because a lot of times what I think is best, God's like, that ain't even, no.
Right.
Even close. Where'd you get digged out from? That's not me.
Amen.
God's like, you don't know. And we put limits on God's like, you don't know what I can do.
Right. Amen.
God created water.
Hallelujah.
What you created?
Mm-hmm.
God made air. What'd you make? What's the last thing you made besides a mess?
Amen.
God created God can touch the sun and he won't get burned. You can't touch the stove and not get burned. Amen, y'all. You know,
amen.
God is, as far as your mouth is concerned, you lay hands on your mouth, rinse that mouth out with warm salt and water daily. Gargle with some real Listerine daily and lay hands and you pray over you daily. Ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do? He may say, go to a dentist. He might say that.
Amen.
Lay your hands on yourself. Keep yourself sterilized. And ask the Lord, Lord, what's my next move? Maybe they can't go to a dentist. Pastor Andrew is going to email you information. You got the email address in that, Pastor?
Yes.
Amen. Pastor Drew is going to email you information. Okay? Amen. But we're going to pray anyway. What's their name?
Shay.
Shay?
Yes.
We're going to pray for you. Because I see you are a child of the living God. And so God is able to, if he'll heal me, and he has no respect of person, he can heal you.
Yes.
If God can take me out of negative red, I was past red. I wasn't in the red. I was on the other side of red. If he can fix it for me, he can fix it for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Shay is asking for prayer for finances and for healing, and for all the other Shays that are asking for the same or similar healing, deliverance, I'm going to throw in there, and favor. I'm asking, Lord, that you teach them the importance of godly favor. That you would teach them the importance of favor from God so that they won't depend on dollars in hand, but
yes.
Favor from God. Because I don't want to make a God out of money.
Mm-hmm.
My God is in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all follow what I'm
yes.
saying?
Amen.
I don't want to depend on finances so much until I make a God out of it. I'll do anything to get it. I'll do anything to keep it. I don't want to do that. And so when you recognize that favor is greater than always having money in hand, you won't make a God out of that money.
Yes.
Amen. Because that's a bad God to have. Because that God will take you straight where you don't want to go.
Amen.
Amen. So we're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. What you got?
Kylie. Her husband needs God's favor over him at his job. He's working with non-Christian bosses that are being rude and mean, and they've lied to him. And they're asking for prayer over those bosses that they will receive Christ.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Very Christ-like of you to do
yes.
that. What's the name?
Kylie.
Very Christ-like of you to yes. ask for prayer for those that are mistreating you. Very Christ-like. Because some people say, Lord, kill him. Lord, get him. Get him, Lord, get him. You know, that's not what he wants.
Amen.
Because I used to be on the bad end of somebody. I used to mistreat somebody somewhere along the line. I did something to somebody that didn't, you know, I had to. I had to upset somebody somewhere, and they're like, Lord, get him. But he didn't get him. He saved me instead. Amen. I'm grateful for that. Somebody prayed, Lord, don't kill him. Save him. Amen. Somebody said, Lord, don't do that to him, Lord. Just save him. Just save him, Lord.
Amen.
God will shout you. That was very Christ-like of you. So, what's their names again?
Kylie.
About the boss and the job and the, okay. So, Father, you understand what has happened,
yes.
What has transpired just this year.
Mm.
You understand so many people concerned about how they're going to make the mortgage, how they're going to make the rent, where they're going to live, how they're going to survive, how they're going to feed their family. They're concerned. One thing I do know, Lord, that this thing has pulled people closer to you. Because when you don't know where your next meal is coming from, you're going to hit your knees.
Mm.
When you don't know how you're going to make rent, you're going to go into some prayer.
Amen.
When people had security, they thought, on Monday, by Wednesday, they were on unemployment. God is able to fix it, Kylie. We're going to stand in the gap for you and for your husband. In the name of Jesus, we're going to stand in the gap with you. We're going to pray with you. Pastor Nicole, I'd like the prayer team, if y'all can contact Kylie. Did they leave an email or anything?
Yeah.
I need y'all to contact Kylie. I need the prayer team to pray over their situation. A 3-day prayer for Kylie and those that are in her situation.
Amen.
And for them bosses. For those people that are mistreating them.
Yeah.
That the Lord will click something in them, turn something on, help them to see that do something.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
That the Lord, you will continue to provide for Kylie and those that are like Kylie and their families.
Yes.
That you will continue to give them what they need so that they will be what you have called and created them to be. They will spend more time praising and worshiping and drawing others to Christ and less time worrying and being concerned about where this is coming from and where is that coming from and how am I gonna. Lord, relieve the tension. God, relieve the tension. Relieve the stress. Her husband needs favor. Give him favor. He needs the favor. The family needs the favor. They need the favor. Give them the favor. Let others see the Christ in them so that they will want that same Christ in them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And for those bosses and those that are mistreating them, Father, fight their battles. Whatever is necessary, whether you shield them or you fight for them, whatever is necessary,
yes.
Let it be so. That they will get all the praise, that you will get all the praise, that you will get all the honor, and that you, my Lord, will get all the glory. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen, amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
We have Jordan.
Anybody logging in?
Of course, yes.
Jordan, who is asking, they're looking for their purpose in life. They're struggling with mental illness that hinders them and they feel stuck.
Yeah.
And they're looking for God's calling job-wise. It sounds like spiritually they feel like they know their purpose,
mm-hmm.
but in their career, whatever, they feel stuck.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I get that. I understand. Amen. Sometime life will weigh you down to the point where you just, physically, you just can't operate effectively. You feel like I'm stuck. I'm in a rut. I'm fighting depression because I'm looking at my environment and my surroundings. And although I know God and I trust God, I can't help but see what I see. Amen. I can't help but realizing where I am. And for some people, how did I even get here? I was doing so good. And all of a sudden I looked up and I was here. I don't know how I got here. Lord, I need you to deliver me from here. Wherever this is, I need you to deliver me from here. I need you to move me from this place to another place. I need you to change my environment. I need you to change my surroundings. I need you to do something in my mind where even if I'm looking at this, I'm not seeing this. I'm seeing beyond this. That's what I need to see. I need to see beyond my circumstances.
Yes.
I need to see beyond what the enemy has placed in front of me. Because see, the enemy is really good at props. Because he uses the world like a Hollywood stage and everything's a prop. Nothing is as it seems. And so he puts props in our atmosphere. There's nothing sustaining it. I mean, there's cardboard behind it. But you can't see behind it. All you see, because when you're looking at it on TV, everything looks real. But when the lights go out and the camera goes off, you know, and they're on wheels, and they roll the props back into the, because that's the way the enemy operates in visual effect. And so if you're looking at your situation and you all you see is your situation, you're looking at the prop, but you're not looking at what's behind the prop. You need to look at what's beyond the prop. You need to know that God is beyond what the enemy has placed in front of me.
Yes.
Wherever I find myself today, I know that God is with me, and I can look beyond what I'm looking at and still see God. I know that I used to pray, my wife and I used to pray all the time, and this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
How many years did we pray? Lord, and this too shall pass. This too shall pass. When we get a pocket full of bills, we say, Lord, this too shall pass.
Amen.
Sickness, Lord, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Bad circumstances, Lord, this too shall pass. If we didn't just say it, we meant it.
Yes.
Every time the enemy would bring something to us, we would get together and say, Lord,
yes,
and this too shall pass.
Yes.
And guess what? It passed.
Yes. Yes.
Woo! It passed. It passed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Some of it took a couple days. Some of it took a few weeks. Some of it took a few years. It doesn't matter. It still passed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Drew over here trying to shout. I see you. Amen. This too shall pass.
Amen.
And so you stretch your hands out into your situation and into your environment, and you say, in the name of Jesus, this too shall pass.
Yes.
I don't care what it looks like. This is passing. This has got to go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here.
Yes.
This too shall pass.
Amen.
Say it with authority and mean it.
And mean it.
Woo! God, I feel like having some church up in here. This too shall pass. In the name of Jesus, this too shall pass. My faith is not in man or the things of man. My faith is in God. I know that's not God's will for my life. I know this is not where God wants me to stay. I know this is not how God wants me to operate. And this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. And I don't wait until it passes before I shout. I shout while I'm saying this too shall pass. Because my faith is working. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did I cover that prayer?
Yes, you did.
Amen. I don't remember the prayer was, but I think we got it. Amen.
Yes.
This is in a very similar vein, just a little more Delica.
Yeah, Delica.
Just burned out from looking at all the people with the face masks.
Yes.
Man.
She also has 8 children, and some of them has autism.
Wow, 8 children.
Woo.
Before we cover the babies, and somebody close that back door, please. Before we cover the babies, 8, new beginning.
Yes.
New beginning.
Yes.
Those 8 children may not have been an accident or an oops. They may be designed by God.
Yes.
To tell you, we're about to have a new beginning.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
When they cover it, the enemy can't shut you up. But if he can put that mask over you, symbolic, keeping you quiet, keeping you from saying anything, I'm in control, I got this. He ain't got nothing. I see that people watch too much news. you're watching people that are not trying to please God. God is not their number one priority. They're obeying who they're serving. They've been told that they have to do that, so they do it. You don't have to watch TV. I know you think you got to, but you don't got to. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to listen to it. I protect my spirit from things like that. I don't go around everybody because I'm protecting my spirit. If I had a $8 million diamond ring, you think I'm wearing that everywhere? You think I'm showing that to everybody? You think I'm just letting it sit on top of the car while I wash it? I'm protecting that bad boy. I'm putting it in my pocket. It's like, I know where I got the combination. You won't. I'm protecting it with it because that's valuable to me. My Holy Spirit, my operating in Christ is valuable to me. So I protect it from things that will try to turn me away from what God's plan is.
Yes.
I'm not saying that that's not real. It is real. But you can deal with it differently. You don't have to let the pandemic control you. You don't have to allow that new CNN and Fox to control you. They shouldn't be telling you how you feel.
Amen.
You should not give anybody else the authority to tell you how you feel.
Yes.
Tell you what day you can be happy. Tell you what day to lock yourself up. To tell you what day you can do this. You should not allow anybody to control you like that. Only the Holy Spirit should be able to get to you like that and say, go this way and go that way and do this and do that. Anything other than the Holy Spirit is not of God. You can't allow other things, other entities, other people to control how you feel. It's real, yes, but so is my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that COVID thing and what they're doing shall pass.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hallelujah.
Sooner or later, one way or another.
Or we'll just be gone.
We're going to be, first of all, we're going to be gone in a little while.
Amen.
Amen. And second of all, after it's all said and done, God's going to destroy earth anyway. And so either way, COVID don't have a long shelf life.
No.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm not letting them take me down with it.
That's right.
Hello.
Amen.
Don't let the world control how you feel.
Amen. Amen.
Put your faith and your feelings in the hands of God. The Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. If you're always... If you can't sleep and turn over and you can't eat, you're all bent over and you just stressed out and you just can't see straight and everything else, well, that tells me that your mind is not stayed on God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live in the same world you live in and I don't feel like that.
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I live on the same planet you live on. I don't feel like that. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying my mind is on Christ. Your mind is on CNN.
Amen.
John. Amen. Don't let people poison your mind.
Jesus.
Know what you need to know and keep it moving.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Do what you must do and keep it moving.
Amen.
Don't do no extras. Just do what you got to do and keep it moving.
Amen.
Amen. And the 8 kids, we're praying that some of them have autism.
Some with autism.
Some with autism. I'm telling you, even if God chooses not to heal the children's autism while they're here, they won't have it when they get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They may have it here, but they won't have it there. Somewhere between here and getting up, autism gonna be gone.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, what's the baby's name?
No, Dalika.
Dalika. Kishonya. Dalika. You sound like a soldier for the Lord. You sound like you trust and believe in God. You sound like you know who God is. I understand you can get overwhelmed by the cares of this life. I understand that you got your hands full. Girl, you got a ministry in your house.
Yes.
That's a ministry.
Yes.
That's a ministry.
Yes,
you anoint them.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I don't know if you have any oil or not. I don't know if you have any tallits or not. I will be delighted. I will be honored to send you some. Some. Anoint those children. Whether they have autism or not, all of the children, all 8, because 8 is a great number. 8 is a number of new beginnings. God is in the number 8. God can cause a new beginning. over that eight.
Yes.
Amen. God can do it. God may be allowing you to spearhead this work that he wants to do with those children.
Yes.
He may have placed them in your atmosphere so that they can, so he can get the glory for their healing, for their deliverance, for their operating. God wants to do something.
Yes.
If you contact us, if you contact us, s4ctroops@aol.com or s4cpraingwithyou, or if, look, we got all kinds of stuff. Go on our website, s4ctroops.com. Contact us. Dalika. Contact us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for reaching.
Was that email or chat?
It was email.
Pastor Niera, if you contact her, have her to contact us or forward it to me. We want to send you some oil and some tallits. Mm-hmm. You lay oil, put oil on those children. You cover them with those prayer cloths. You pray over those babies, and you pray over that house, and you pray over that situation, and you pray over that atmosphere, and you pray over their healing. You pray over their deliverance. You anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and I guarantee you, God will do something.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, God is looking for somebody that will allow him to work through them.
Yes. Healer, Lord.
A lot of times, God just wants somebody to say, Lord, here I am. Use me. But some of us are so scared or so whatever the case is. And when you do say yes to God, God's like, oh, thank me.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody that wants to be used. God will do his thing. The Bible says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. He died for the world, and you get a handful of laborers.
Mm.
I sure hope you're one of them. Amen. Amen.
This is our last one, and this is from Shauna, who had sent in last week. Uh-huh. A 9-year-old daughter who was struggling with anxiety.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And thoughts of suicide. She says she is making progress from last week.
Yeah! Hallelujah! No, come closer, because I want everybody to hear this. Come over here.
Yes.
Say it again. Say it like you mean it.
So this is from Shauna, whose daughter, the 9-year-old daughter, was struggling with anxiety and thoughts of harming herself. She is making progress from last week's prayer against anxiety. She's asking that we continue to pray.
Yes,
for her.
Yes. Thank you. Look at God. Look at God. I'm telling you, God is faithful. And he is just. And he will heal his people. And he will heal their land. God will do it. I'm still praying for those soldiers in Afghanistan.
Yes.
I'm still praying. I'm looking for a testimony.
Yes.
I'm looking for them to contact them and say, guess what? And I'm like, I ain't got a guess. I already know.
Yes.
And I already started my show. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a victory.
Yes.
I do not pray idle prayers. I do not pray prayers just to see my lips move. When I pray, I'm expecting something to happen. Every time I turn the key in my ignition, I expect that car to start.
Yes.
Every time I put it in drive, I expect it to go. Yes. I expect greater things from God than I do a car.
Yes.
Every time I open my mouth to God, I'm expecting something to happen. Every time. There's no small prayer. Every prayer is a special prayer. Every prayer is a big prayer. Every prayer is important.
Hallelujah.
Every soul is for Christ died for every soul.
Thank you,
every
Jesus.
Soul is important to God.
Yes.
Every person is important to God.
Yes.
Every believer, the Bible says, have a special love for the household of faith.
Yes.
A special love everybody.
Yes.
But he said, have a special love for the household of faith.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God. What's her name again?
Shauna,
first of all, thank you,
yes.
for sharing that testimony.
Yes.
It is awesome. How many was it that Jesus prayed for? He prayed for what?
Ten.
And one came back.
And he was a foreigner.
And gave his testimony.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being the one out of the ten.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming back and to acknowledging, not that the others didn't appreciate it, and not that the others aren't grateful, and I'm not saying any of that. Don't take me wrong. I'm not saying any of that.
Yeah.
But we so seldom get to hear the outcome of the prayer, the victory of the prayer. Even though we believe and we know that God is doing his thing, it's still nice to hear so that we can share that testimony with somebody else so that they too will understand. That's the purpose of testimony. It's so that you can encourage each other.
Yes.
Amen. And thank God. And I pray nothing but victory over that baby. Yeah. Nothing but victory over that child. You keep praying. You keep praying and fasting and moving forward. And God will, because see, the more you pray and the more you keep the area and the atmosphere clear, the more God can do.
Yes.
Amen. That child, if we were here long enough, could grow up to be a prayer warrior.
Yes.
Amen. Could be a prayer warrior now. I mean,
that's
long enough. Could be a prayer warrior right now. Maybe that's what the Lord is working on. Maybe that's what had the enemy so scared.
Yeah, that's right. You know that.
Why else would the enemy be so scared?
Attacking
a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Why? Did you see something that we didn't see? Do you know something that we don't know?
Yes.
Why are you so? Why is the enemy so scared of a 9-year-old?
Right.
You ain't as bad as you thought you were, are you? Scared of a 9-year-old?
Right.
You can't whoop them during the day, so you gotta bother them at night? What are you, a wimp?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Scared of a 9-year-old. Why? Because the power of God must have been somewhere in that 9-year-old.
That's right.
And the enemy's trying to shut down before it can build up. Lying, stinking, rotten demon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's on a good day. Amen.
Amen. God.
We pray
for
continued blessing and healing and deliverance.
Yes.
We're praying for more victorious testimonies.
Yes.
We're praying for more power and authority for those that are in Christ, that they will recognize the power and the authority that they now have.
Yes.
Because a lot of us don't realize how much power we have in that name. We don't realize how much power and authority we have in that name. There's only one name that we can use that gives us the power and the authority that was given to us in the name of Jesus. And to speak those things that be not, and they will be as you have spoken. Because you speak into the atmosphere. Words created the universe. Words created the atmosphere. God's word created everything. And since we are like God, when we speak, we are building and creating something, good or bad. When you speak negative to those children, you are building, you are making, you are creating something, because your words have power and authority. When you speak life, you are building something, because your words have authority. You don't have to be saved for your words to have authority.
Right.
Your words have authority whether you're saved or not.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
When you speak something, it goes out to do what you've spoken.
Yes.
The saints need to understand, when you speak Christ into a situation, that word goes out to take root. That word, God spoke. We are like God. We're not gods. We are like our Father. My daughters are like me because they're a part of me. My children are like me because they came from me. We are like our Father because we came from Him. And so when you speak, you need to speak. Don't speak, I got rheumatism. I got arthritis. I got the heebie-jeebies. I've got victory over all this mess that's trying to overtake me. I've got victory over what's trying to come against me. Got the victory.
Yes.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The victory is not in the COVID. The victory is in my Father.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Speak what God is. The Bible says, how can two walk? I'm sorry, I'm supposed to stop, but I'm going to stop in a minute. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? God says, you're healed. No, I ain't healed yet. No, I healed you. I heard your prayer. I healed you. No, I still ain't. I ain't felt nothing yet. But God says, no. I've healed you. I've sent it down. Give it time to materialize. Give it time. No, Lord, I got to keep praying. The Lord says, look, when you get it together, you come back and let me know.
Yeah.
The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? If God says you're healed, you are healed. If God calls you victorious, you are victorious.
Yes.
Because that's what God said. And I'm going to agree with God. Because if I don't agree with God, I don't get the healing. I don't get the deliverance. I don't get it.
Amen.
Pastor, Julie brought up that the 9-year-old is feeling the anxiety of the family.
Ah.
Her spirit as she was praying.
Yes, I totally.
Shut the door until we shut that door.
I totally. Oh my God. Julie said about the 9-year-old feeling the anxieties of the family because of the pressures on the family. Listen, we are spiritual beings in a physical realm. Y'all got that, right?
Amen.
We are the true. Listen, you can cut that finger off. I don't advise you to do that. You can cut that finger off and then stab it with a knife. The rest of you will not feel that because the life is not in the flesh. The life is in the spirit that's in you.
Yes.
The real life is. That's why they, when a person dies, they say the remains.
Yeah.
They don't say the person. They say the remains because it's no longer a person. It's the remains.
Right.
It's what used to be in that. In that the spirit. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
So it's the remains. So listen. We need to understand. Sorry, peanut in my mouth. Had a trail mix last night. We need to understand the life is not in this flesh. The life is what resides in us. Amen? And so we need to agree with the life that's in us. Well, I did. It was yummy. Okay. And we need to agree with Christ that is in us. I can multitask. I can do two things at once. I did brush my teeth. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen.
If Christ says I'm victorious, I'm victorious.
Hallelujah.
If God says I'm healed, I'm healed. If I pray a prayer in faith,
yes.
If I pray that prayer in faith, and the Spirit confirms with it, the Spirit of God confirms with it, with the Spirit of God. Y'all hear me?
Mm.
The Spirit of God confirms with the Spirit of God that I'm healed.
Yes.
Even though I'm still making walking like this, but He says I'm healed, I know I'm going to straighten up one day.
Yes.
Amen. I know it's all, sometimes he can do it like that. Yes. And sometimes it's a progression. It's a I don't care how He does it.
Mm.
He said it's done.
Yes.
I'm good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know where that came from, but there we go.
There we go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody else in the chat room? What, y'all don't want no prayer? What, my prayers ain't good enough? What, what's up with you? No requests, no. Oh, she give me the skunk eye. All right, amen. Are we good?
Yes.
Anything else, Asia, in the chat room?
Yeah. Those are the prayers that we're going to
deal with. Oh, okay, so the prayer team is going to collect the prayers in the chat room, and the prayer team is going to pray over every person.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That is tech because we got to move aside so Pastor Sandy can speak.
Amen.
Because I know he's got a wonderful word from God.
Amen.
And so I'm going to ask everybody, whether you're watching now or later, to stretch your hands, to stretch your hands forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I have gone to prepare a place for you. Talking to me. Is he talking to you?
Yes. Amen.
So that where I am, you have the ability to be with me.
Yes.
He's telling you, you can be with me if you want to. Do you want to? He's not expecting perfection here. He knows what man is. He made us. He knows what we are. But he's expecting you to do your best. Your best don't have to look like my best. And my best don't have to look like the pastor's best. And their best don't have to look like their best. But your best is an individual thing. Your best is your best. And only you and God knows what your best is. And if you're giving your best to Christ, but you're still fighting and you're still struggling and you're still trying to make it, you're good.
Mm.
Because you're still fighting and because you're still struggling. Because if you stop struggling, you just give in. If you stop fighting, you just fall in. There's no hope for you. But because you're still fighting the good fight, there's hope for you. God's got your back. We pray that you will continue to lift up the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness. Forgive us of anything that is not like you. Keep us safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your Spirit. We're not governed and controlled by our atmosphere. We're governed and controlled by the presence of the living God. Bless all those children, all of our loved ones around the world that are dealing with
disaster or potential disaster, calamity, anything that this world's bringing on them, cover them by your glory. Build a hedge around them and protect us, because we are your bride. We are your people. We are your children. Lift us up, that we will be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, Abigail.
Yes, sir.
Then tell, you remind me.
Oh, yes.
Communion. Every second Sunday, starting next month, I want to do an online communion.
Amen.
So you got just over 2 weeks to get your grape juice and your unleavened bread or Ritz cracker or whatever you got. And we want to take communion together.
Thank you.
Yes. We want to pray. We want to read the scripture. It won't take long, and then we'll have prayer after that. But we want to do communion. We want to do it every second Sunday.
Thank you, Jesus.
So be prepared for communion. If you're mad at somebody, get over it. If you got an enemy, pray over them. If you got issues, give it to God. That way, when you take communion, you're straight.
Amen.
Oh, I think I'm finished. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.